There's a broader question here, which is what you're getting at. How do we fight ISIL long term in Iraq and in Syria? There's a broader strategy in place, and it's one that's not, at the end of the day, fully an American military solution. We've been very clear about that. The Iraqi security forces working with the Kurds need to regroup, and they need to retrain, and they need to re-equip, and we're going to help them do that. But at the end of the day, that's really the long-term strategy here.
Well, so, Marie, as a long-term goal, then, is it the goal of the United States to defeat ISIS?
Well, clearly we want to see this terrorist group not be able to threaten people anymore.
Yeah, I know you want to, but is that the goal? Is it the goal of the United States to defeat it?
Well, of course, the goal is to defeat them operationally, yes. But what does that mean when you're looking at a terrorist group? What does that mean when you're looking at their ideology? If you look very specifically at what they've done in Iraq, what we want to do is not allow them to take more territory, not allow them to move on Erbil, of course, further down towards Baghdad, and help the Iraqis push them back, basically retake territory. So we're helping the Iraqis do that now. But it's a broader question. Look, you're always going to have a terrorist threat. It's how you contain it. And it's how you, when they try to go after your interests, as we've seen them do in Syria, in Iraq, how we can bring our capabilities to bear to fight that. It's different every place you look, and you have to use different tools to fight that threat.